everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome to Dish Nation.
All right, now I hope you're ready because we got all the celebrity entertainment news that you could possibly handle. Now, Chewy Martinez took this whole social distancing thing to the next level and didn't even come online today. But that's okay. ATL's in the house. LA's in the house. How y'all feel out there?
We feel good, baby.
We are literally in the house. Now, Michelle Obama tells what she did to keep her daughters from getting spoiled in the White House. Tracee Ellis Ross explains why she's happily single. And we'll go thirst trapping with Maluma, Simone Biles, Jaleel White, and more. But first up, Heidi, what you got?
All right, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos have been married for 25 years, a long time. But in the very beginning of their marriage, Mark thought Kelly was cheating. Apparently, shortly after they got married, Mark was in Boston. He was working, and he had called Kelly and said he just thought that he was trying to call her and he couldn't get a hold of her. Yeah. So he thought she was cheating on him.
What?
So he gets on a plane and heads from Boston to New York. And while he's on the plane, he does get a hold of her and he says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And she says, "Oh, I'm cleaning the bathroom." Kelly says, "Apparently he thought that sounded very fishy. He wanted to catch me." Mm. So Mark faked a flower delivery and then barged in. And that's when Kelly explained, "I'm excited because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he's sending me flowers. I have a Johnny mop in one hand and I'm wearing a bathrobe." So I open the door and it's Mark and he comes in. He doesn't even say hello. He's looking for something. I'm still looking for the flower guy. And he's sweeping the scene. So so he thought he would catch her.
Did he have the cheating cameras with him? I mean, that sounds pretty dramatic.
I mean, what I'm thinking, Portia, is you have to remember, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos met on a soap opera. They were both on All My Children.
Right,
so maybe whatever storyline was going on, it's like...
Art imitates life.
He's used to drama, Portia. What do you think? So did he just expect cheating drama from Kelly?
I feel like I'm amazed that they're married this long. Because if that wasn't a red flag for this man chasing you down for the rest of your life, like, that would scare the hell out of me just because I answer the phone.
Where is he? Where is who?
He's looking under the bed.
Have you ever tried to catch somebody cheating on you?
No, I've never been that jealous and secure guy. Maybe when I was younger, but then I grew out of that because I was cheated on at one point. And so after that, I realized you have no control over that. If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat anyway. So you might as well not. What am I going to do if I catch her? You know, at that point. Well, if I don't think I'm going to catch her, if I'm going to jump on a plane,
Frank doesn't do that because number one cheating rule, don't ask no questions because you don't want to be asked no questions. So Frank, see no evil.
Oh, Portia. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know it, Portia.
I told on you, Frank.
It's very unattractive. I mean, if you busted on a woman who's not, and you're accusing her of something, you even act like she might be cheating on you and she wasn't, you're done.
And so now you're going to be under investigation for the rest of your relationship.
Yeah, it's like,
what were
so
you
suspicious.
Doing? Yeah.
Are you doing something?
Yeah.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. What the hell are you
doing?
They
made it 25 years.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
That's right, y'all. Now, first up, honey, is Jaleel White. Now, y'all remember Urkel? Ooh. Now, he shared this workout picture and captioned it, "First ride on my new Varis Soul Cycle, celebrating another healthy day on God's green earth with breath in my body." Is that Thirst Trapping,
y'all? Well, did that Soul Cycle, did that do that? He looks damn good. I had no idea Urkel grew into such a good-looking man.
But wasn't he kind of always in shape on the show, though? Just no one really knew it because of the way he would, like, do his posture when he was Urkel. He was kind of always in some sort of shape.
When he was Urkel, he also had the other side, which was Stefan, remember? So always knew that Urkel had some fine in him.
I don't think this picture is thirst trap because he's not showing a print or nothing like that.
Neither do I, Gary.
So it's not thirst trapping at all.
I don't think it's
thirst trapping. He's somebody's dad, man. Let him be great.
Yeah, he's got that big smile on his face. He looks innocent.
I think it is thirst trapping. If he didn't have the shirt casually thrown over the shoulder, I think it wouldn't have been thirst trapping. But it's like, okay, I don't want to look like I'm thirst trapping, so let me get this shirt over my shoulder. He was trying not to look like he was.
Whatever.
He gave y'all one nipple.
One nipple.
All right, let's move on. We can talk about the next one. Next up is Colombian superstar Maluma. He dropped this pic on the gram and captioned it with one of his lyrics. He says, "Era perro y mi amarraron."
What the hell does that mean?
I think I got that right.
I would have to hit translate on
that. Now, this translates, "I was a dog and you tied me up." Meaning, like, you helped me. Like, in the lyrically, it's like, "I was a dog, but you, like, tamed me."
You tied me to the porch.
You tied me. You tamed me.
This is definitely a thirst trap. The little lyric is dead on. He's got the dogs tied up. He's smiling. He thinks this. When he posted this, he was like, bam. It's epic.
Yeah, right. Now, I can use it.
That's probably the best out of seven. He's in mid-flex.
Of course, I have to disagree. I say it's not a thirst trap. If it was a thirst trap, he'd taken that T-shirt and thrown it over his shoulders.
Nah. He's sucking in. It's a thirst trap.
Okay, next we have Rebel Wilson.
She's
been working out. She's feeling good.
Okay.
So she shared three pics. The caption, I call this series At Home with Rebel. Now, Rebel's in her 40s, or she's now 40, and in this last picture, she's on all fours. So maybe she's saying she's ready to be a cougar.
She's got nice boobies, for sure.
They're definitely rebelling. They're definitely rebelling.
She's looking good.
It is, but you know what? She's earned it. She was a bigger girl. She's lost some weight. So I think, you know what? When you work hard and put some time into your body, just to turn 40, I'm like, you know what? Show it off. Yes.
She knows it, though. She's owning it. She knows it.
Yeah. She likes doggy style. Is that why she on her four legs, on her four?
You like that position, Gary.
Well, yeah, that's all the one I could do.
She's doing the sexy stripper crawl.
Yeah, the crawl. I'm a bad kid.
And she's got her red hair thrown around.
Jesus. Yeah. Yes, honey.
All right, y'all. Well, now, this next star isn't quite a cougar. She's a little too young. I'm talking about Simone Biles, y'all. That's right. Ooh. She posted this picture on the gram in a tiger print bikini with the caption, "Sunbasking." Yeah, and,
Sunbasking.
It was so clever. What do y'all think? Is she thirst trapping or not?
I would like to be fed to Simone Biles.
Yeah, it's kind of a thirst trap, but I'm real mad.
That's a good one.
The shoes in the background. If you're going to take a picture, make sure your background is neatened up. Those shoes on the floor should be on the rack. Like, tighten it up in the back. Tidy up.
And don't look like no Jimmy Choo's on that rack neither, but I mean, hey.
I'd say it's not.
Me too.
I would say it's not thirst trapping because Simone Biles, best gymnast ever lived. She always has to hold herself in a tight, poised posture position.
So
she's not posing there. That's just how she has to hold herself naturally.
That's just how she sits naturally, yeah.
I agree. And it's not like it's somebody that we never get to see their body.
I give her a 10.
I'm giving her a 10, too, and I don't think it's a thirst trap because you're right. It's not like a surprise. Whoa, she has a nice body.
It's an involuntary thirst trap. Because she is not in deep water. She's sitting, honey, way up. She wants you to see her body, and she got her leg crossed.
That's where you sit when you just want to get a little bit of water on you and not be submerged in the water, darling.
I feel like she's absolutely thirst trapping. She gave you not one, but two pictures so you can see all the angles of her goodness, baby. And somebody need to check on her boyfriend because y'all know what Carol Baskin did to her husband. Where her little cute boyfriend
Leave it to at? Judge Gary giving her a 7.5.
Okay, that's right.
All right, y'all, coming up, Gary, you need to listen to this. Tracee Ellis Ross explains what being happily single means to her. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up,
All right, right, Gary. Well, your niece in your head, Tracy Ellis Ross, is saying that she's actually happily single, okay? It is very much possible. Now, in a recent interview with Porter Magazine, Tracy opened up about living single in her 40s. And she pretty much talked about how people just don't understand that you can be happily single and still want love and romance to be in your future. She said, people misinterpret being happily single as not wanting to be in a relationship. Of course I want to be in a relationship. What am I going to do? Spend all the time that I'm not in one moping around? No. I'm going to live my life to the fullest, and I'm going to be happy right here where I am. Now, Brett, that's your girl. What do you think about what she said, Brett?
I mean, I think she's absolutely right. What, she's supposed to crawl under a rock and die because she ain't with nobody? No, she's supposed to live her best life, and if it comes along and it happens, it happens. If not, be happy for the rest of those days.
You know, we wanted to be with somebody so bad, we'd be putting her with people she's not even with.
Right.
Because for the longest time, they were saying she was with Kenya Barris.
But you know what? I mean, we say that we're happy when we're single, though, but I mean, we're really not that happy. But you know, you just got to put that face on. Well, I guess I'm not, because I know, because I'm single, and I'm not sad, but I'm not happy either. So, I mean, I would rather be with somebody, but, you know, I'm not going to go out on a limb.
Gary, you've been claiming to be single since I've known you.
Hell, so. Brad, I am.
And no, Gary, that's not true.
No, that ain't true. I remember you had some company every now and then here and there.
That's called a pickup order, honey. I'll do a pickup order every now and then, but I ain't with nobody.
He did what aunties do. You know, they say they got a friend. They don't call it their boyfriend. They say he's a friend.
Right. A friend. Right. That's right, Portia. Uh-huh.
That's right. How they do.
How many uncles does Gary have?
Okay, you guys, we have some exciting news. Fox is bringing a new game show to your television screen called Ultimate Tag, y'all.
Oh,
and it's a high-octane physical competition based on the classic playground game of Chase, and is co-hosted by NFL superstar sibling trio JJ, TJ, and Derek Watt. And man, it looks like it's gonna be so lit. Take a look.
This is Ultimate Tag. And these are my brothers, Derek and TJ. Welcome to Ultimate Tag, the game everyone can enjoy because everybody's played it. To play Ultimate Tag, you need to be more than just fast. You need to be strategic and willing to sacrifice your body. Luckily, we have a group of lunatics here that are extremely willing to sacrifice your body, our taggers. The game only has one simple rule. Don't get caught.
Oh my gosh, y'all.
Portia, did you know they were professional taggers?
Had no idea, but guess what? When you have siblings, that's what you do. I mean, you play dodgeball, you play tag, you play street softball. So trust, everybody who had a childhood with siblings, this is in our blood, baby.
Man, that looks like it's gonna be so much fun. All right, everybody, so make sure you tune in to the series premiere of Ultimate Tag on May 20th, right after the season finale of Masked Singer.
We did the same thing. We played tag. I used to love to play jacks and jump rope, honey, and hopscotch. You remember hopscotch? I love all of those games. But Portia, we played dodgeball, and they used to always try to sting me with the damn ball.
Yes!
Oh, everyone likes to see you move fast on your toes.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, and today's deal is the 10-piece smartphone legend tripod and selfie bundle. Everything you need to become a social media star. Now, you can easily capture photos of all your favorite moments and memories with this deluxe kit. You can take selfies by using a remote, use the 8x zoom so everyone can see the details. You can take wide-angle pictures and use a selfie stick to take group photos.
Oh, this is lit, head crack. You said it's got 10 bundle pieces?
Yup. Check this out. It comes with a 3-in-1 lens set, a 12x zoom lens with a universal clip, a mini tripod, a Bluetooth remote control, a carrying case for everything, and, of course, a selfie stick.
And yes, honey, I could Vogue, I mean, y'all, and I could catch all my angles, honey, with this baby. How much is it, head crack?
Man, get ready to take some fantastic chin photos, Gary, because usually this could run as high as $110, but for the Dish Nation family, it's only
$19. $19.
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, in a new Netflix documentary, Becoming, former First Lady Michelle Obama gives us some insight into her time in the White House. She wanted life to be as normal as possible for her daughters, Sasha and Malia, who were 7 and 10 when Obama became president. So apparently, Michelle had to beg the housekeepers in the White House not to make the girls' beds. Michelle said, of course the girls were like, they make your bed. And I was like, I'm the First Lady, and I have a degree, darling. So, Gary, that's do you think this kept him from being spoiled, Gary?
It probably did, but that's not fair. That's almost a form of child abuse when you don't let
the
kids...
Why you thinking that?
Because daddy is the president. They should not be making up beds or doing anything like that. And First Lady Michelle should be ashamed of herself. I feel so bad. That's probably why Sergeant Malina Holly go home.
Gary, but sometimes you know the kids in which you're dealing with, and you could tell how they might be later, so you got to do preemptive things to stop them from being spoiled later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Portia, how did it sound to you, Portia? Would you tell your staff not to make PJ's bed?
No, because I paid them to do that, so I'm gonna need them to do their job.
Hello.
PJ, act like she got some sense. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's different because she was the First Lady. Their father was the President of the United States. So she has to figure out a way to ground them. I mean, I'm out here grinding myself, so I'm working hard for my daughter to be spoiled. So she's gonna be spoiled.
Oh, I think it's perfect.
Do you really think Princess Diana had Prince William and Prince Harry making their beds when they were growing up?
No.
No, like not at all.
Not.
Mm-hmm. You know what she did? She got them into charity. That's what you do. Like, you know, if you're going to be letting them be spoiled and get what they need at home, then you teach them how to give back. Do you have a child with a giving heart? They won't be what we call them.
But don't you remember, obviously we didn't grow up royal, we didn't grow up in the White House, but don't you remember being a kid and being in the house and putting your feet on something that you saw your mom put her feet on? And you're like, well, I can. And my mom would be like, I can because that's my table.
That's right.
I bought that table.
And, you know, it's like a low level, but, you know, she's like, yeah, I can do whatever I want. It's my house and my table.
That's
get
right.
Get your damn feet off of it.
So you did talk back to your mom, just
I
like
can,
the Obama.
I can. She's like, no,
yeah,
you can't.
You did a lot of talking.
Yeah. And that's why I have one wonky eye. That was my
got bust in it.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Oh, all right. Hey.
Yes, yes. All right, Justin Bieber and Haley are giving a glimpse at what it is like for their life with the Biebers. It's actually a series on Facebook called The Biebers on Watch, and we find out that Haley is an aspiring dermatologist and therapist.
She's a zit popper.
Yes. Oh. Justin said that Haley is constantly poking at him and prodding at him and putting serums on his face and masks. And he also said that Haley has helped him with his self-confidence by getting his skin to look the way it does now. Uh-huh. So, Gary, what do you think? I mean, yeah, you look at Bieber and she's into the poking, the prodding, and the serums and the masks. Are you going to book your appointment with Hailey Bieber for your good skin, your glow up?
Yes, honey. I can't wait to get to her. I also have a friend that does, you know, good skin care, honey. He has nice natural oils and juices that you put in my face and just makes it real pretty.
Brad, I got to say, you're looking pretty glowy these days, too.
Yes.
So it must be you found the right one.
Why, thank you, darling. Thank you very much. That is all I'm
looking pretty glowy.
Well, if that's the case, honey, I must look like Edward James Olmos.
But I feel like Haley been putting something else on that boy face. She been putting something else on his face. You see, he grew that mustache.
That's the good
serum.
Yummy. So Frank, you did mention when I mentioned the story. So it's clear to me that you're with a picker and a prodder.
Oh yeah, I mean seriously, for me, my son, it's like
get over here. You gotta.
So let me get that. And stuff's not even ready yet. She's like preemptive. It's like it's not ready. We're dying. She's pitching. We're screaming. It's like, stop it. She likes torturing it.
Let me tell y'all. I get plucked with the tweezers. I get my ears cleaned out. I get my back scratched. I get massaged.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
No wonder you put a ring on it, Brad. No wonder.
Yes.
Don't be jealous, Portia. Don't be jealous.
I am a little jealous. I'm going to have to tell Dennis he need to learn how to pluck my damn eyebrows and wax my eyes.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.